This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll free at 877-235-1310 to get on the air with your question. This week, we are going to be talking taxes. And of course, as we're kind of getting into that zone, just some things to think about when it comes to preparing for that. We'll do all of that as part of our conversation today. Don't forget as well, we'll do a Kloss quiz question of the week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. No exception this week. The folks from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Wayfair. Tell you a little bit later on the program how you can win that prize. A little tip though, typically we do a Kloss quiz question week based on both a question and answer that come up during the program. So if you listen closely, it's almost like cheating. It's almost unfair. It is so good to listen closely to CJ and Malia. Speaking of CJ and Malia, how you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. We're doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really well. It reminds me of a Bart Simpson line there where Bart talked about how he did well on a test and he said he studied. And he's like, it's almost like I was cheating. All the answers. He's like, yeah, it's amazing what happens when you study. Malia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for people to be listening today because the gift card to Wayfair is probably going to be a hot commodity if the men out there who are listening are like, what's Wayfair? Speak to your partner. Yes, they probably know. Exactly. Just guessing.
Yes, I've seen Wayfair show up from time to time on certain credit card bills. But it is a great thing, a great prize this week. And again, listen closely to the show. Both the question and answer typically come up during our conversation. Speaking of the Kloss quiz question week, before we get rolling on this week's conversation about taxes, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss quiz question week. Not only get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of listeners last week. Our question was, if you wait to collect your Social Security benefit until your full retirement age, the FRA, will your benefit be higher or lower than if you collected at age 62? So congratulations to our winner last week. Pat from the village of Randolph, Wisconsin, called in with the correct answer, which was higher. If you wait till that full retirement age, your benefit will definitely be higher. So congratulations and listen carefully today.
Really good stuff. Don't forget, as well as we talk with CJ and Malia, you want to learn more about Kloss Financial, they have got a great website. It's KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. From there, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Comes in your inbox. It's got not only a link to the most recent podcast, it also has a link to updates as what's been going on in the market. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. So a lot of us are starting to think maybe we're getting our tax information from our employers and some investment information, other things like that. So we know tax season is coming up and it's upon us right now, as a matter of fact. And we're thinking about tax filing. What should people be thinking about? What suggestions do you have for the folks today?
Yeah, we know some people get anxious this time of the year. Either you recognize that you're behind on gathering your tax documents, or you never quite know what it is that you're doing, and so it just makes you anxious, or it takes multiple hours to complete your taxes. Whatever it might be, there's a fair amount of anxiety as it relates to taxes and completing your tax filing. So we want to give you some tips, some things to remember as it relates to your taxes. And we should start with a quick disclaimer, which is we do not act as our clients' accountants or enrolled agents and file tax returns for them. However, we are formally trained in tax, and so we can give kind of tax guidance and basic advice, but we are not your accountants. And therefore, when it comes to some of these things you're going to today, verify them with your accountant or verify themselves yourself if you're your own accountant, because a lot of people play their own accountant, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But some important information for you to know about. The Internal Revenue Service has announced that the tax season will open on Friday, February 12th of 2021. Yes, on Friday, which is later than usual, the IRS will begin accepting paper and electronic copies on February 12th. Next thing you should know is that 2021 tax due date is April 15th of 2021 for 2020 taxes. Again, that for your 2020 tax filing, the due date is April 15th of 2021, which is this year. So, and by the way, that is back to kind of the normal date that people are used to. And this is unlike last year's extension. So in last year, because of the coronavirus, IRS extended the due date to July 15th of 2020, and that was for the 2019 tax year. But this year, it's gone back to the normal, which is April 15th of 2021. The third important piece of information to keep in mind is that in the 2020 tax filing season, more than 168 million tax returns were filed, and of those, 153 million were filed electronically. And of e-filed returns, tax professionals prepared about 80.5 million of those electronically filed ones. So call it right around half of them, and then the rest were self-prepared. So many people want to know is, should they use a CPA or an enrolled agent or a tax preparer, or should they do it on their own? And for anybody who works with us, they know that we don't push you either way because we don't have a financial interest in whether or not you do it one way or another. However, there are some reasons you may wish to use a tax professional. And again, if you're totally comfortable and confident in the tax code and you're not worried about missing any deductions or exemptions or phase out benefits or anything like that, God bless you, do your own. We're not trying to convince you otherwise. However, I will just, as we start going through this list of potential reasons to use a tax professional, I will just say here's two really good ones. CARES Act and why am I blanking on the other one? Leah, Secure what's the name Act? Of the other one?
Secure Thank Act.
You. Goodness gracious. CARES Act and Secure Act. There's two really good reasons to consider using an accountant. But some other reasons would be professional tax preparers are paid to keep you up with the complicated tax code. So as it relates to a good reason to use one is they have to kind of know what was in the CARES Act and Secure Act and whether or not it applies to you. The second reason to consider using a tax professional is it can save you money. If the tax preparer finds a deduction or something for you that you didn't know about, it can save you money. By the way, that happened to me, and I am formally trained in tax, but I started using my accountant to file my tax return, and I was just too busy. I was kind of rushing through my return, and it turns out that one thing, as it had to do with health insurance, I wasn't quite putting it in properly, and so I was missing a deduction. Number three is it saves you time. That's a big one. I don't know about you all, but when I did my own, it was just giving me a ton of stress, and so now my accountant does that for me. A fourth reason would be tax professionals can answer your questions and resolve issues for you, things that you wouldn't have to do on your own. You can gain some peace of mind. You also avoid making a really costly mistake. If there is a mistake and your accountant has done the tax return for you, then they have to be the ones accountable to basically talk to the IRS to resolve that issue on your behalf. So there you go. There's a few. There's many others, but there's a few very good reasons to consider using a professional accountant. In our opinion, of the half of electronically filed returns that are done by accountants, we think that number should generally be higher. Because when we look at our clients who do them on their own, usually there's some small things that they're missing. And I know everybody goes grumble, 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 but what about the $300 to $600 I have to pay for that? My comment would be money well spent.
Yes, exactly. Really good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great opportunity right now. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air. The telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also give us a call toll free. We'll get you right on the air at 877-235-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online. their website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And the website, KlaasFinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, get on the air with CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. Number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com, and of course their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge. Then you'll get to know your appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Talking taxes this morning with CJ and Malia. And as CJ was talking there, of course, a lot of people wonder about hiring a professional, hiring that tax preparer. How much would it cost? What should people expect to pay when it comes to tax preparation and having a tax preparer do their taxes?
Well, that's a great question, you know, and I do agree with CJ. We all have choices, better places to spend our money than others, but this is a really important area to consider. And I just have to piggyback. I heard on before our show this morning that that Sean, I'm trying not to hold it against you, really likes Velveeta cheese. Okay, so this is how he saves money. Okay, so he's saving money by using that product.
Yes.
But perhaps we should look at diverting that savings over to something really important, like how we prepare our taxes. So when we look at our own taxes, we really have to look at how complex the return might be, and really if we look at the national average, it really does range. I mean, people call me to get referrals for accountants and they say, well, I'm only paying $100. Okay, that's fine. But the average out there is probably between $100 and $450 or above. So I would just ballpark it. You're probably going to pay for the average tax return in the neighborhood of $300. So these people do. These accountants, they have to stay up with their licensing and all the tax changes and the hundreds and hundreds of pages that they have to review. So there's a reason we don't hear from them for a long time during tax season. So again, how can you save money if you're going to file yourself or utilize some of the services? There is actually a program called the IRS Free File Program. You can Google that, irs.gov. And if you actually have an AGI of $72,000 or less, that will qualify you to use that free file service. And what they've done is they partner with some of the software industry leaders out there who allow them to use through their portal brand name products for free. So again, that's the catch. If your AGI is $72,000 or less, you could qualify. Now, if your income's greater than that AGI of $72,000, there's also a portal to use free file fillable forms. So you can use those forms, you can fill them out, file online for free. Of course, you need to know how to prepare your own tax return with that. So just keep that in mind, Google irs.gov. So if you're doing it by yourself, you don't want to use anything through the IRS, you can use TurboTax, H&R Block, TaxSlayer, TaxAct. There's a lot of them out there. Those are the big names. That's probably going to cost you somewhere between $70 and $150 to complete both your state and federal taxes by using software like that. So those are just some ideas of if you don't want to pay a tax preparer, what else could you do?
Really good stuff. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, our of course, I was going to say tax planning professionals. No, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. We are talking tax preparation and, of course, the importance of having that plan in place. If you got a question, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Jim joins us. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaas of Klaas Financial.
Thanks for taking my question. I have a question about my mother that passed away in 2020. So this will be her final income taxes. And I understand what I need in a normal case. Is there anything extra that I will need to include in this income taxes?
That's a great question, Jim. I'll Malia will chime in here in a second, but first off, I'm sorry. That's tough. But as it relates to your question about, is there anything besides kind of the general, you know, 1099s, any W-2 if there was one? My understanding is no, obviously death certificate to kind of prove death. But anything extraordinary beyond that, I don't think so. I think the accountant has to file it as part of a final tax return. So they have to indicate that it's the last one due to death. But besides that, I'm not aware of anything. Now, again, you should speak to a professional about this to confirm, but that's my understanding. Malia, do you know anything else?
Well, normally, too, I mean, last year was an exceptional year, but normally we'd be looking at making sure the RMDs had paid out correctly on your mother's from her portfolio. So that last year that was excused. So it might not be as big of a deal, but that's usually one of the other areas they're looking at.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Jim, thanks
for calling.
Fantastic question this morning. Thanks for calling. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. In the meantime, I need you to check out the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Wayfair. Also still an opportunity to get in and get on the air with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. As a matter of fact, Kevin joins us. Kevin, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
How we doing? Quick question on the taxes. Me and my wife both make the same amount of money. She claims one throughout the year. I claim zero. I'm just wondering, we usually split our tax return, but I'm just wondering how we would split that up evenly.
Yeah, so you're saying you file a joint tax return, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'd say is you can, technically speaking, you know, have one claim a bunch of exemptions and another one claim none. And as long as it all works out in the mud, so to speak, you're fine. But that just creates some issues. If somebody gets a raise or another one goes to part-time, then suddenly it throws off the whole calculation. So we see this quite often, actually, where people will kind of create solutions in such a way that weren't designed to be created that way, but it works. And then any little tap to the equation suddenly blows up the whole thing. You've got to start back over at one or at ground zero. So we generally would guide you to try to be withholding the appropriate amounts from each of your checks in order to end up not owing anything at the end of the year, or as close to even as possible. We don't like the strategy of overpaying the government throughout the year. And some people go, yeah, but it gives me money back that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I don't like that. We don't like that. And there's reasons why. And we don't like the strategy of under withholding where you owe the government a bunch of money because there can be penalties and quarterly taxes you have to file. So generally, we would say try to work out the number of exemptions you need in order to not owe much by doing it equally across your income sources. Does that make sense, Kevin?
Yeah, it does.
Really good question. Great questions this morning. As always, don't forget we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8 and call in to get on the air. Also, of course, you can always call Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to do the Kloss quiz question of the week in just a moment. Real quick, just a quick couple of points here to keep in mind, of course, when it comes to doing your 2020 taxes, of course, looking ahead, also prepping and doing yourself a favor for next year is a kind thing to do for yourself, isn't it? And your tax preparer as well.
Yeah, you give them a few less headaches. Well, really what we would say is you want to create, if you haven't done so already, a 2020 tax file. So as those documents come in the mail, you can be throwing them into that file. And at the same time, create one for 2021 so that you are a little more organized. Also recognize we're kind of in that gray zone. Half the people out there, or even for yourself, half of your documents are coming via email through your financial institution. Half of them are still maybe coming in the mail. So until we all go 100% electronic or we're still 100% paper, understand where those documents are coming in from. And recognize what we spoke about, the deadlines, or I should say the earliest you can file and the deadlines. Earliest you can file again is February 12th this year. So even if you have everything ready to go, be patient, because refiling and amending taxes is not a fun thing if you don't have all your documents. As we said, figure out who's going to do your taxes. If you still have the opportunity, you know, have some money that you could throw into an IRA for yourself, a traditional IRA or Roth IRA based on last year's earnings, you have up till April 15th of this year to actually make a contribution to do that. But it is too late to add money to your 401k that had to be done by December 31st of last year for 2020. And then real quick about some things to remember specific to 2020. The stimulus checks that some people received from the CARES Act, those amounts are not taxable income. Instead, it's being treated more like a refundable tax credit for 2020. And then the CARES Act, some people are asking us questions about that. They allowed for, if you had some dealings with COVID, it allowed people to take up to $100,000 out of their 401ks and IRAs and spread that taxes over the next 3 years or pay it back within that three-year period. But it wasn't tax-free. Somebody asked me, oh, I heard I get it tax-free if I took it out. That is not the case. So very important information to be mindful of. Again, we would recommend you seek out a professional.
Very good guidance. Great information as always. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show or missed any of their previous programs, you can always head on over to Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you at appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now, because it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Wayfair. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: what day do Americans need to file their 2020 income taxes in 2021? Again, what day do Americans need to file their 2020 income taxes in 2021? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Wayfair. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, that number, 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole and Dr. B come your way next, right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.